Going Heavy, Saturday, May 15th, 2021. The Clean and Jerk. I mean, you're just going to have a blast. Five sets of three. The last time we did this exact rep scheme was on January 16th, 2021. I'm going to go back into your Beyond the Whiteboard app. Check out the loading that you used. Did you make any jumps? What were your rest periods? All that good stuff. There's a video today attached to today's training also entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. Please watch that before you do the day's training. It includes info on warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, and more. It's Lynchpin Conversations number 113. But a classic question we'll get for this is, should you hold the same weight? Should you try to set a new personal best? Either one is okay. It's your call, as long as it's appropriately challenging for you. Also, since they're triples, those triples don't need to be unbroken. They don't need to be touch and go. Some people, touch and go treats their body just fine. Other people, lowering heavy loading just does not feel good on them. We don't want you to do something that doesn't feel good. So if you need to reset and do three quick, appropriate, safe singles as your way to get to a triple, you're still going to get plenty strong. You will be 100% good to go. And so today is going to be a fantastic day. I would also say that for most people, this will most likely be the squat clean or the full clean into the jerk. If you can power clean it, great. But when I think of this day, it's a below parallel day. And then it's your choice overhead. Do you split jerk it or do you push jerk it? Most people feel more comfortable and get more weight overhead with the split jerk. But if you have the technical capacity and the flexibility required for the push jerk, by all means, go for that as well. So we've got a video showing the full clean with a split jerk as well as the full clean with a push jerk. Super Fitness Robot loads for this would be holding 75% or more of your one rep max clean and jerk across all of these triples. And the more likely would be 50% or more of your one rep max clean and jerk. Scaled option for today. So trying to make it a bit easier because the full clean or the squat clean could be quite technically challenging. So we're going to do one rep is not going to be full clean to a jerk. One rep would be considered power clean, front squat, split jerk. So then you would do a second one and then a third one and that would get you to three. But yep. Power clean, front squat, split jerk, five sets of three. And we've got a video showing the power clean, the front squat, as well as the split jerk. Limited equipment option, not for time. Dumbbell, single leg, stiff-legged deadlifts, three sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg. Single arm, dumbbell bent over rows, three sets, 8 to 12 reps per arm. Bulgarian split squats, three sets of 8 to 10 reps per leg. Dumbbell shoulder press, three sets of 8 to 12 reps. And then dumbbell hang power cleans, 40 reps in as few sets as possible. I've said it before, even if you have access to a barbell, I encourage you every now and then to choose the dumbbell option, the limited equipment option for these heavy days. The variance is phenomenal and we've got stories upon stories upon stories of the benefit that people have had exposing themselves to dumbbells. And with a day like this, you can, of course, superset all that stuff to make it flow nice for yourself. And we've got videos showing each one of those movements. No equipment workout. 10 rounds of standing broad jump for 30 seconds. 15 push-ups. And then 1 minute rest after each round so that you can put some oomph into the broad jumps again. We've got a video showing the push-up. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. So we have some overhead work, four different options. You're going to just choose one of them if you are deciding to do the accessory work. Option number one, descent from handstand variations. You'd watch that video and then play with whatever part in that progression is challenging for you. Or wall walks, 5 to 15 reps, slow and controlled, not for time. Also with a video. Third option, handstand hold practice or handstand walking practice, accumulating couple minutes against a floor, against a wall or open floor, handstand hold, or, you know, practice handstand walking for 5-10 minutes. And then finally, the fourth option would be linchpin barbell complex number 3, which is for time, 15 to 20 reps of a squat clean and jerk at 65 to 70% of your one rep max. So what I would say is if you have the capacity to do all four of those options in a safe manner, I would say an athlete should choose the one that's most outside their comfort zone, because that's where a lot of good adaptation is going to happen for them, exposing themselves to that variance. Then the other part of the optional accessory work is an either or for the gut, for the midline. Either accumulate 1 to 2 minutes in an L-sit, we've got a video showing that, or if you have a sandbag or a D-ball, you choose the load, bear hug that for 3 to 5 minutes, and that will provide plenty of midline stabilization. Cool down and stretching for the day, of course, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then for the stretch, glute stretch, holding that 1 to 2 minutes per side. Foam roller for the back and lats, but of course you can darn near foam roll your whole body. Then we have the PVC front rack stretch, holding 1 minute per side. And finally, the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball, 1 to 2 minutes per side, and all four of those stretches have videos accompanying them. That brings us halfway through May, as incredible as that is. Thanks to everybody for being a part of this amazing journey and for supporting each other and being such a positive, wonderful linchpin community all around the world. Enjoy your rest day tomorrow, and I'll see you back here on Monday.